Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says combined education and monitoring efforts with local law enforcement agencies have caused the drop. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the number of meth labs has fallen by 60% since 2003, and just more than 260 cases have been reported so far this year, compared to 726 for 2005. But Lautenschlager concedes that the isolated environments of the state's 11 Indian reservations make for tougher enforcement. She says the National Congress of American Indians deems meth as a top threat to Native communities, and her office is doing what it can to address the problem.
We've done a number of methamphetamine summits. We have met with tribal police chiefs from the various tribes in Wisconsin and have focused on training and education, prevention and outreach. And hopefully these kinds of efforts will prevent Wisconsin from seeing the kinds of problems we've seen on reservations in states further west.
Lautenschlager says meth is becoming a big problem in South Dakota, Iowa, Indiana, and states of the Pacific Northwest. She says the drug's relative cheap cost and ready availability of ingredients makes it particularly dangerous to Indian country. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.